弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
高兴我们可以一起来聚会敬拜神。
And thank God that we have the opportunity to worship together.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来查考祸灾、放纵情欲的神仆这个主题。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we're going to study woe to the servant of God who fulfills the lust of the flesh.
我们从星期天开始读经，在读士师参孙的故事。
Starting from this past Sunday, we have been reading in the book of Judges the story of Samson.
参孙是一个非常出名的人物。
Samson is a very famous character in the Bible.
可是他却是有一个悲剧式的一生。
But he has a very tragic life.
他是神所用的一个很特殊的仆人。
And he's a very special worker that God uses.
他自己也知道他是神的仆人。
He also knows that he is a worker of God.
他的父母亲也知道，在他还没有出生以前就知道这个儿子是神特别赐给的。
And before he was born, his parents knew that the child they will have is specially given to them by God.
他一生的生活应该要做的事在没有出生以前神都已经讲好的。
And before he was born, God has already stated what the work that he will be doing.
可是等到他长大之后，
However, when he is grown,
他所过的日子，
the life that he lives,
跟他本来应该要照着神的旨意所活的样式完全不一样。
It's different than how God has planned for him.
但是他也完成了很多很重要的工作。
But he still completed a very important work.
他后来也被列在信心的勇士之一。
And he's also later on listed as one of the people of faith.
所以如果要谈圣经里面争议性的人物，参孙可能就是最显著性的。
And
参孙争议的有争议，就是说很多人有疑问，为什么他是神的仆人。
And so if people have many doubts about why Samson is a worker of God.
这是我们让我们想到说神的思维跟人的思维不一样。
And this is to show that the thought of man is different from the thinking of God.
当我们想到神的仆人的时候，
When we think about the worker of God,
我们想说应该是一个好人
啊。We think it has to be a good person.
那我们的好人一定有我们自己的认为说什么是好人
啊。And what is good will be determined by us about what is good.
但是圣经里面给我们很多的例子。
But Bible gives us many examples.
我们认为的好不见得是神认为的好。
What we think is good might not necessarily be what God thinks is good.
那神要用的人一定有他的用，已经有他的目的。
And the people that God uses, he has his purpose for them.
神用的人也许我们看的都不满意。
And maybe the people that God uses we're not satisfied with.
但是这个就是神的仆人。
But this is a worker of God.
他完成神的工作。
He is to do the work of God.
但不是他的一生都是我们应该要效法的。
But of course, their whole life is not something that we need to follow.
他一定有某些部分是非常对我们来说非常重要的。
And there must be a certain part of their life that's very important to us.
所以我们就要来看参孙他这个人物。
So we'll look at Samson.
从十三章开始，我们就看到他其实在一个非常敬虔的家庭里面长大的。
And from verse chapter 13, we can see that Samson grew up in a very fervent and faithful household.
当神的使者向马诺亚的妻子显现的时候，
When the angel of the Lord appeared to the wife of Manoah,
那个这个做父亲的，他很想要知道神当初的吩咐是什么。
And the Manoah really wanted to know what exactly was God's commands.
就是他的妻子本来是不生育的，
because his wife was barren.
但是神现在却说，这个妻子要生一个儿子。
But then God told them that his wife will have a child.
而且是要做拿细耳人，一生做拿细耳人的。
And this child will be a Nazarite his whole life.
所以又告诉这个妻子什么事情是不可以做的。
And even telling the wife what it is that she cannot do.
三件事她绝对不能做，包括这个母亲。
So there are three things that she cannot do.
不可以喝清酒浓酒。
Cannot drink wine.
第十三章的第四节。
Is this in chapter 13, verse 4?
第二件事情说不可以吃不洁的物。
And the second is to not eat anything unclean.
第五节说不可以用剃头刀剃他的头。
And the third is that you cannot use a razor to come upon his head.
这个孩子一出母胎就要归神做拿细耳人。
So from the moment that he is born, he will be a Nazarite to God.
神要用他来拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
And he will be used to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines.
这是神的使者跟这个做妻子的所说的。
And this is what the angel of the Lord told to the wife of Manoah.
你看这个马诺亚，他当时候就求神说：“神啊，让这个使者再出现到我们这里来，告诉我们说，我们应当要怎么样来对待这个将要生的孩子。”
And at this time, Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, "Oh my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born."
当这个做父亲的知道这个神的旨意的时候，你看他是多么期待这个孩子的来到。
And once the father knew about the birth or the coming of the child, he wants to know what God's teaching.
他希望神能够指教他要怎么样来教养这个孩子。
And he really wants God to teach him how to teach this child.
神真的听了他的祷告。
And God listened to his prayer.
所以在第十一节的地方。
In verse 11.
十一节这个你看当神的使者第二次显现的时候。他就问他说：“与这个妇人说话的是你吗？”
And second, after the angel of the Lord appeared, he says to him, "Are you the man who spoke to this woman?"
他说：“是我。”
And he said, "I am."
然后马诺亚就说：“那愿你的话成全应验。”
Then 12 said, Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass."
好，那意思说啊，那我们就一定会有一个儿子的。
Meaning that for sure, they will have a son.
那我们应当怎么样带这个孩子？他后来当怎么样呢？
And so how will I take care of this boy and how, what will his life be?
这孩子的生活方式要怎么样?
And what is the rule of the boy's life?
他的工作是什么?
What is his work?
我们应该要怎么教他?
How will I teach them?
你看神的使者重复一次当初跟这个做太太的讲过的话。
And so the angel of the Lord repeats once again what he said to Manoah's wife.
凡我所说的所吩咐的你他都要遵行。
Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful.
也就是说，这个做父亲的跟做母亲的要一起配合，照着神的指示来准备这个孩子来到。
Meaning that the father and the mother together needs to prepare for when their child comes.
我们就看到三生一开始的出生就是这么特别。
So we can see the birth of Samson is very special.
他的父母亲是这样子要想要来按照神的方式来养这个孩子。
And his parents wanted to teach him according to the way of the Lord.
他们知道这个孩子是属神的。
They knew that this child belonged to the Lord.
从一出胎到死亡，整个生命都是属神的。
From his birth to his death, his whole life belongs to the Lord.
所以他们其实生了一个儿子，不能够把他放在身边的。
And so this is a child that they cannot keep beside them.
等到长大之后，就是要去服侍神。
Once he is full grown, he will have to serve the Lord.
那这个做母亲的从怀孕的时候就要很小心。
So from the time when the wife is pregnant, she has to be careful.
所以我们就看到真的这个家庭这么样的敬畏神。
So we can see this whole family really fear the Lord.
他们等到孩子生下来以后。
After the child was born.
十三章二十四节。
In chapter 13, verse 24.
他们就给他取名叫做参孙。
They named him Samson.
参孙就是像太阳一样的。
Samson means like the sun.
是由太阳生出来的，像这样子。
It's like you're born through the sun.
那就是说，他这个儿子的出现，就是要像太阳带来亮光，带来力量，在这个黑暗的世界里。
And so the birth of their son is to represent that he will be a light to this dark world.
所以这个做父母亲的，他知道这个神的旨意，这个孩子一生要做的工作的时候。
And so once this woman knew about the will of God.
然后他才给他取这个名字的。
And the work of the child, that's why they gave him this name.
天使当时候，这个神的使者没有说要给他取什么名字呢？
The angel of the Lord did not tell them to name the child.
只是说这个孩子要做什么事。
Only telling them what is the work of the child.
他应该是什么样的角色。
What kind of role will he play?
他在神面前是什么样的身份。
What kind of status he has before God.
现在就由这个做父母亲的来给这个孩子取名字。
And it is these parents that named the boy.
他们把他取名叫参孙。
And they named him Samson.
你就看到说，其实，在马诺亚那个时代， 他们真的处在一个 很黑暗的时代里了。
And for the time of Manoah, we can see they were living in a very dark time.
那个神的选民支派之间好像分崩离析的。
And all the people were all separated and isolated.
跟早期的在基甸那个时候的世事的环境不一样了。
And it's very different from the time of Gideon.
因为参孙的时代其实已经在四世纪的尾端即将要结束了。
Because when Samson was born, and this is at the end period of the judges.
就好像这个漫长的黑夜快要黎明了。
It's like it's about to be completely dark.
在这个黎明的在黎明的时候，黎明前这个黑暗是最深的嘛。
Because this is right about this is the darkest period of time.
哦，那现在这个时候，这个太阳要出现。
And it's at this dark period that the sun is going to appear.
这就是神兴起的拯救者。
And this is the savior that God has raised up.
那个时候，这个各支派之间哦，基本上好像你过你的生活，我过我的生活，大家不管谁，不管谁。
And at this time, all the tribes were living their own lives. They didn't care or much about each other.
比如说，我们现在看第十五章。
If you look at chapter 15.
第十五章。
Chapter 15.
参孙他那时候躲在犹大地。
You see, Samson at the time was hiding in the land of Judah.
那当时候腓利士人是压制这个以色列人的。
And at this time, the Philistines were oppressing the Israelites.
那第十五章的第十节。
In chapter 15, verse 10.
犹大人说，就跟那个腓利士人说，你们怎么来攻击我们？
And the men of Judah said, why have you come up against us?
那他们说，我们要来抓参孙啊。
So they answered, we have come up to arrest Samson.
他向我怎么行，我们就要向他怎样行。
To do to him as he has done to us.
好，那时候犹大人派三千的人要去抓参孙。
And then there were 3,000 men of Judah that were sent to capture Samson.
参孙是他们的同胞。
Actually, Samson was his their own people.
腓利士人是他们的敌人。
Philistines were their enemies.
现在这个犹大支派已经跟一开始四世纪一开头的时候那个那么勇猛，那么跟敌人这样势不两立的那个精神完全不一样了。
And we can see the mentality of here of these men of Judah is completely different than how they were in the very beginning in the book of Judges.
他们那时候似乎觉得说啊，反正被腓利士人统治哈。能够活命就好了，不用要求那么多了。
It's because at this period of time, they thought it's enough just to survive under the oppression of the Philistines. We don't need to ask too much.
他们根本没有那个意愿想要去跟敌人征战了。
They don't even have the will to fight against the enemy.
他们已经很习惯于说，已经有外族来统治他们了。
And they were so used to having an enemy oppress them.
他们已经忘记说，神当初所给他们的那个在迦南地应该有的尊严在哪里了。
They have already forgotten what.The promise of God was them in the beginning when he gave them the land of Canaan.
为了要抓一个人，他们派了三千个人。
In order to catch one person, they sent 3,000 men.
他们就没有想到用这三个人去打腓利士人。
They haven't thought that you can. They use these 3,000 men to fight against the Philistines.
我们就看到这个参孙那时候是但支派的。
So we know at this time Samson is part of the tribe of Dan.
但支派是住在犹大的那个境界里面。
And Dan at the time lived inside.
Inside
the land of the tribe of Judah.
那你看这个时候，你就看知道说那时候他们各支派之间的关系是这么样的脆弱，根本兄弟已经不像兄弟了。
So we can see the relationship between the tribes were very weak, and they brothers no longer seem like brothers.
这就是那个时候参孙要出生的时候的那个社会背景。
And so this is the background of the society at the time of the birth of Samson.
所以你看那时候是这么样的黑暗。
So we can see it's a very dark period.
这个父母亲给这个孩子取名叫参孙。
And it's in this dark period that these parents named their son Samson.
希望这个孩子带来希望。
Hoping that this child will give hope.
带领神的百姓脱离黑暗。
To lead the people out of darkness.
真的能够挣脱腓利士人的辖制。
And to escape from the oppression of the Philistines.
因为腓利士人压制他们四十年了。
Because the Philistines had already oppressed them for 40 years.
所以这个儿子就是神预定，也是让他很顺利出生的拯救者。
And so this son was given to them by God, and it's to be a savior for the people.
我们就想到这父母亲一定从小就非常在意的去教导这个孩子怎么样成为士师。
So we can see that from a, we can think that from a very young age, these parents would teach their child what it means to be a judge.
首先告诉他怎么是不是什么叫拿细耳人。
First, explaining to him what is a Nazarite.
拿细耳人这三个特质。
The three special characteristics of a Nazarite.
第一个就是要远离浓酒清酒。
First is that they need to not to be careful not to drink any wine.
不喝酒的意思就是说他不会去追求世上的享乐。
To not drink wine means that he do not pursue after worldly pleasure.
他更不能够去享受罪中之乐。
And to not anything to do with sin.
要以神为乐。
And rather, you need to pursue after the things of the
Lord. 要认为说他整个生命能够在神面前服侍是最有价值的。
That what's most meaningful is to be able to serve before the Lord.
这是拿细耳人的第一个条件。
This is the first requirement of a Nazarite.
第二个。
Second.
他说要远离不洁之物。
Second is that they need to be not eat anything unclean.
也就是说，不能够接触那个死的东西。
Oops. To not be anything that's dead.
那表示说要真的是要保持圣洁。
Means that you have to keep holy.
那这个就是利未记里面一直强调的，神是圣洁的神。
This is why God in Leviticus, God is always emphasized as a holy God.
要服侍神的每一个都要保持圣洁。
And those who want to serve God have to be holy.
没有圣洁，人不能见神。
Without being holy, man cannot meet God.
更不可能在神面前站立得住。
And we would not be able to stand before Him.
所以从他的吃的东西开始。
Start beginning with what he eats.
神说不洁净的不能够吃。
Meaning that whatever you unclean you cannot eat.
所以他首先要了解神的律法是什么。
So he needs to know what is the law of the Lord.
然后要照着律法去生活。
And that you need to work and live according to the law.
不吃不洁的东西一定要父母亲也配合的。
And to be to not eat unclean things has to be done has to be helped with by the parents.
小孩子多嘛是吃的都是父母亲给他的、啊。
Because the parents is what they supply the food for their kids.
做父母的给孩子吃什么，孩子就变什么样子。
Because how you feed your children, that's how that's what they'll eat in the future.
从小我们就给他吃 hamburger.
For example, if we from young we feed them hamburgers.
就喂他吃那个薯条。
And French fries.
他就觉得这个是啊、哦，这个天下美味。
They will think that wow, this is so delicious, is the best.
他长大就是喜欢吃这个东西。
And when they grow up, this is what they'll like to eat.
你小的时候都不给他吃一些比较。多样性的食物。
And then when they're younger and they don't eat a variety of food.
那长大他很多东西他都不喜欢吃，他连碰都不要碰。
Then when they grow up, there's many different types of food that they are unwilling to eat.
所以孩子就偏食。
And this is how they can be picky eaters.
所以通常孩子偏食，责任都在父母亲身上。
And so if a child is a picky eater, then it's the responsibility is on the parents.
所以孩子长什么样子，他有什么习惯，都是父母亲先给他的。
And how a child is, how he and they grow, this is all from influenced by the parents.
有时候我们做父母的看儿女的一些习惯。
Sometimes we look at the habits of our children as parents.
有时候他长大，我们才在那边后悔啊，怎么这样，怎么那样。
When they grow up, then we might have regrets about how come they are like this.
因为小时候我们真的没有用心在教他。
But that's because when they were younger, we did not really teach them.
等到他长大，你对他没办法的时候，你那个时候就后悔太慢了。
And when they grow up, and it's by the time you regret, it's already too late.
所以孩子还小的时候，绝对不能够让他太自由。
So when they are young, it's important to not them let them be too free.
他不知道什么是好的。
Because they do not know what is good.
做孩子他不知道什么叫不洁净。
They don't know what is unclean.
所以我们知道这一对很敬虔的父母亲，他们一定很小心的给这个孩子食物供给他成长。
And this pair of parents must have fed their child and helped him to grow.
那所以你看他在这个成长的环境的时候，他真的是很圣洁的。
And so in this environment, he has to be very holy.
第三件事情。
Third.
他不能够用剃头刀剃头发。
And the third thing is that he cannot use a razor on his head.
他头上要留长发，有一个记号。
His hair has to be long as a sign.
这个长发的记号。
This is a sign.
对众人来说，一看就知道这个人是属神的。
As a sign so that all people will know that this person belongs to the Lord.
长发是女人的荣耀。
Long hair is the glory of women.
但是反过来是男人的羞耻。
And it is the shame of a man.
哦，哥林多前书第十一章。
This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书第十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
你们本性不也是只是你们男人若有长头发，便是他的羞耻吗？
Verse 14. does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him?
15节说, 但人有长头发, 乃是他的荣耀, 因为这头发是给他做盖头的。
15, but if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given to her for a covering.
那表示说, 长发其实是一个记号, 是服权柄的记号。
So love, a long hair is a symbol or sign
你看,
of submission.
这个是第十节说的。
This is in verse 10.
你仍为天使的缘故，应当在头上有服权柄的记号。
For this reason, the women ought to have a symbol of authority on her head.
那就是长发这个记号。
So this long hair is a symbol of authority.
对男人来说，长发是羞耻呢。
For a man, this long hair is a shame.
可是现在他这个儿子是属神的。
But since this son is belongs to God,
他要完全顺服神的。
He has to be submissive to God.
现在要把这个男人的尊严把他 放在旁边,
and they have to put away this dishonor for man.
他现在要能够以有长发为顺服的记号而得到荣耀。
And so through having long hair, which is a symbol of authority.
所以他的身上一看就知道说, 哎, 这个人是属神的。
So when people see them, they immediately know that this person belongs to God.
他不再很在意他自己的面子问题。
And then he is not concerned about his own self-esteem.
他完全照神的指示在生活的。
But he lives according to the will of God.
神要他做什么，他就要做什么。
Whatever God wants him to do, he does.
因为他成为神的仆人。
Because he's a servant of God.
所以拿细耳人一定是顺服的。
So a Nazarite will be submissive.
从小在家里就先顺服父母亲。
In the beginning, as a child, you submit to your parents.
所以父母亲给他吃什么，他就吃啊。
Whatever the parents gives food to him, that's what he eats.
不能够说不要，我要吃吃看那个新鲜的。
You cannot say that.
新奇的，没有吃过的。
You can't say, no, I don't want to eat this, I want to eat something that's new.
出去外面看着, 哦，这个动物好吃，我要吃吃看。
Can't go out and say, oh, this animal is, looks delicious, I want to eat it.
不会的。
No.
他一定是顺服父母亲的。
And he will for sure be obedient to his
parents. 从小先顺服父母。
So from young, being obedient and submissive to his parents.
长大他才会顺服神的。
Then when he grows up, then he will be obedient to God.
我们要教养儿女。
So when we are teaching our children.
我们一定有一个目标, 要先让我们的孩子在家里是顺服的。
There is a goal for us that at home, we have to let our children be obedient to us.
每一个孩子一开始都是很悖逆。
And no matter what, in a child, when in the beginning is very rebellious.
没有人天生就是很顺服的。
There's no one who is naturally obedient.
当孩子从小到大, 等到他开始会讲话的时候,
and from a child, from young, the time when they begin to speak.
你教他做什么?
Whatever you tell them to do.
很自然的他就跟你说 no.
They will immediately, very naturally say no.
特别是到有一个年纪两岁三岁的时候,
especially around 2 to 3 years old.
你跟他说什么，他都跟你说相反。
Whatever you tell them to do, they all immediately do the opposite.
这个是有时候是脑筋在发展的时候的一个短暂的现象。
And this is something that happens in their development.
就是说我们人的脑在成长的时候有一个过程。
And this is a process in the development of our minds.
要借着这样的一个修正，他慢慢才知道说什么是对的。
And through these different slowly through correcting, then they'll know what is right.
这是神所创造的奇妙的地方。
And this is a miracle that God has created.
所以他有一个时间很叛逆。
So this is a period of time where they are really rebellious. Whatever they want to do, they say no.
有时候你要叫他往东, 你要特别故意说往西。
And if they, you want them to go east, then you will say go west.
他就很自然的就真的, 你现在往西, 他就往东。 刚好，因为你本来就是要想让他往东。
And for and so you tell them to go west, and then very naturally they'll go east, and you wanted them to go east.
所以孩子他本身就是有这个，有时候有这个不好的个性。
And so children have this negative attribute.
那我们做父母亲的就是要调整他。
And so as a parent, you have to correct them.
不能够顺着他。
You cannot just follow what they say.
有时候我们在家里面如果太顺服儿女了。
And if we are too we follow what they say at home.
在这个社会的教养孩子的这个所谓的思维跟圣经不太一样。
And because it's different, how society views the teaching of children versus in the Bible.
我们是要教养在神里面的仆人。
We are teaching a servant that is in the house of the Lord.
不是要去教养在社会上很成功的所谓的名人。
And we're not teaching our children to be a very successful and famous person in the world.
如果我们目标是让我们孩子在社会很成功。
If our goal is to make our children very successful in the world.
非常的聪明，很有创造力。
Very smart, very creative.
能够众人的称赞。
And will be praised by all.
那我们大可顺服这个社会的教养的思维去做。
then you would go teach according to the thinking of the world.
但是如果我们是为了要教养成为神的仆人，
however, if we are the purpose of teaching them is to be a servant of God,
能够将来在神的家里面来服侍神，来做神的儿女的，
to be a person that is able to serve in the house of God and be a child of God,
我们一定要用神的方式来教养。
We have to use the method of God.
要跟这个社会的方法有分别。
To have to be separate from the way of the world.
所以你看他这个父母亲，他们就是这样在教导这个儿子。
And so we can see the parents here. That's how they taught their child.
而这个十三章的第24节说孩子长大了。
In chapter 13, verse 24, it says the child grew.
神就赐福给他了。
And the Lord blessed him.
然后神的灵就临到他。
And the spirit of the Lord began to move upon him.
因为当时候到的时候。
Because when the time comes,
神就要用这个孩子。
God will use this child.
这个父母亲的责任真的尽得很好。
So the parents did a very good job.
可是现在等到孩子长大以后。
But when the child grew up,
我们到14章就看到这个孩子跟以前不一样了。
We can see that this child in chapter 14 has changed.
我们这个时候一定会有疑问，那父母亲这么好，教了孩子怎么变这个样子？
So we might have this question: if the parents do have done their duty and done so well, why is the child like this?
这让我们看到两件事情。
This lets us see two things.
父母亲照神的方法是养孩子是应该的。
How the parent teach their children is what they're supposed to do.
这本来就是神的吩咐。
This is the commandment. What God
他们照着神的方式在让他。能够顺服神的。
And that you teach them according to God's method to be submissive to God.
可是这个孩子不是父母亲的。
But this child is not a parent's.
孩子他有他自己的想法。
The children have their own thinking.
孩子长大以后。
When the child grows up.
他有时候父母亲没办法控制的。
Sometimes the parent isn't able to control.
所以我们有时候要了解。
So we need to understand.
有时候我们父母亲在教养孩子中，我们有很高的期待。
Sometimes as a parent, we have very high expectations for our children.
他长大以后怎么跟我们想法都不一样的时候。
But when they grow up and they're different than what we thought.
我们会不会后悔说当初怎么要这样教他？
Will we regret about how we taught them?
不用，不可以后悔。
Cannot regret.
我们造神的方式是对的。
If we do according to the way of the Lord, it is right.
但是这个孩子长大的时候，他有他自己的选择。
But when the child grows up, they have their own choice.
孩子选择的时候，他是选择要顺服神，还是要顺服他的情欲，这是又是一件事情。
And it's different for when the child chooses whether or not to submit to the Lord or to follow their lust.
我们看到善顺这个人，他长大以后。
So we see when Samson grows up.
他现在。开始要走他自己的路了。
He begins to walk on his own way.
因为到了14章以后，他父母亲的角色就没有了。
Because starting from chapter 14, the role of his parents
is
no longer there.
我们就看到这个神所兴起的拯救者是怎么样放纵情欲的。
And we can see starting from verse 14 how the servant of God is following the lust of the flesh.
从此他的眼睛所看的，他所求的，都跟神要他做的不一样了。
Everything that he sees and everything that he requests is completely opposite of what God wants from him.
我们从十四章开始来看什么叫做放纵情欲。
And from chapter 14, we can see what it means to fulfill the lust of the eyes.
十四章的第一节。
From chapter 14, verse 1.
参孙下亭拿在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。
14 verse 1. Now Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah, the daughters of the Philistines.
他是被神特别带来这个世界，要去带领以色列人脱离非利士人辖制的人。
And he's someone that was sent by God to free the Israelites from the Philistines.
可是他现在好像很自由的跟在那个非利士人之间来往出入。
However, right now it seems like he's moving freely among them.
他到非利士人那边去看到女子，他哇，真是。还很喜欢呢。
And he saw one of the daughters of the Philistines, and he thought he really liked her.
第十四章的第三节，特别跟他的父母亲说：“哈，你给我娶那个女子回来，因为我喜悦她。”
In chapter 14, verse 3, Samson says to his father, "Get her for me, for she pleases me well."
他看见那个女子，他就喜欢了。
So once she saw this woman, he liked him.
他都没有想到，哎，这不是非利士的女子。
He didn't think that this is a daughter of the Philistines.
他从小他一定知道他的目标就是要去拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
And from young he must have known that he was supposed to deliver the children from the hands of the Philistines.
可是等到他长大，他自己自由出入的时候，他觉得好像这样生活也好好的了。
However, when he grew up and he saw actually this life like this is good.
好像腓力斯人也不会说给他们压迫到说喘不过气来，好像也是可以这样过日子。
And it seems like all the Philistines didn't really oppress them to the point where it was hard to bear.
好像这样的生活也不错啊。
And if they felt that this life actually is not bad.
所以他看到这个女子，也没有想到说，哎，这个是这个腓力斯的女儿呢，这是一个敌人呢。
And so when he saw this woman, this daughter of the Philistines, he didn't think that this was the daughter of an enemy.
反过来跟他的父母亲说。
Instead, he told his parents,
娶这个女子来给我一妻。
Get her for me as a wife.
他的父母亲跟他说，在你弟兄女儿当中，难道没有本国的民众，难道没有女子可以娶来为妻吗？
And, but his father and mother said to him, Is there no woman among the daughters of your brethren or among all my people that you must go and get a wife from the uncircumcised?
为什么要去娶这个未受割礼这个为异邦的女子腓力斯的女儿呢？
Why must you get a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?
所以他的父母亲也觉得想不懂，你是怎么为什么偏偏要去找这个女子呢？
So his parents don't understand why he must get this Philistine woman.
第四节这里啊。
In verse 4 it says.
他说他的父母亲不知道这个事是出于神啊，因为他找机会要攻击腓力斯人。
Verse 4, but his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines.
腓力斯人他辖制以色列人。
For at the time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel.
那这里像父母亲给这个参孙建议说不要去娶腓力斯女子，好像看起来好像不太对这样子，你说乍看之下。
If we look at his parents saying that do not tell Samson not to get a wife from the Philistines.
因为他说不知道说这个事是出于神啊。
And because they did not know that it was of the Lord.
好像说神的旨意就是要参孙去娶这个腓力斯女子为妻，对不对？
Oh, so this seems odd because it makes it seem like God wanted him to take a wife from the Philistines.
其实圣经不会是打嘴巴的。
And however, for sure, the Bible will not contradict itself.
这句话的意思就是说神任凭参孙自己去顺服他自己的想法。
And this actually is talking that God has allowed Samson to follow his own way of thinking.
当我们看到第一节这样描述的时候，参孙他是不是一个放纵行为的人？
And from verse 1, chapter 14, verse 1, we can see is Samson a person that just follows after his lust.
他很注重眼目的情欲，他喜欢的他就是想要得到。
He really fulfills his lust of the eyes, whatever he sees, he wants.
根本就不管说他本身是一个拿细耳人。
He does not care that he is a Nazarite.
拿细耳人的标准就在婚姻上的标准就像祭司一样的。
And for the Nazarite, their standard for marriage is just like a priest.
绝对不可以去娶外邦女子的。
For sure, you cannot take a Gentile woman.
但是三孙不管，
But Samson did not care.
他就是喜欢，他就是想要得到。
And he liked her and wanted her.
所以他很注重他自己的满足。
And so he was very focused on his own satisfaction.
这个时候他不管他的身份，不管神给他要的工作。
He did not care about his status or the work that God was giving to him.
但是这个时候，你看神也没有说他要去娶他喜欢这个外邦女子的时候，哇，这个就他在路上的时候出什么问题啊，让他这样不行。
However, at this time, we can see that God didn't let anything happen to him as Samson was on his way to take this Philistine woman as his wife.
他很坚持不听他父母亲的话的时候，好像也没事啊。
And when he was not stubborn and not listening to the words of his parents, nothing happened.
所以看起来神就任凭参孙，你要你就去得到，你就去吧。
It seems as if God is telling Samson, if you want, then go get it.
但是神知道后面发生什么事情了。
But God knows what will happen later on.
所以，因为这件事情一定会引发参孙起来反抗腓力斯人的动机了。
And but because it's because of this that for sure Samson will later on move against the Philistines.
因为在这个时候，参孙他一点也不在意神对他生命上的设计，他应该做的工作。
Because it's at this point in time, Samson did not care about the work that God had given to him.
他只在意他自己的喜好，他自己满足。
He only cared about his own self-satisfaction.
他真的是把神的事情放一边的。
He had put aside the work of God.
神借这个时候，借这件事情，要让参孙发动这个动机，要去抵抗腓力斯人。
So it's through this event that God wanted Samson to have a reason and to go against the Philistines.
所以我们有时候人的错误啊。
So sometimes the mistakes of man.
不是说这个错误是对的。
It's not saying that this mistake is okay.
但是有时候这个错误会引起后面很多后续的反应。
But in this mistake or this wrong can have an effect of what will happen later on.
神的旨意不能够被拦阻。
God's will not be stopped.
所以借这个方式，这个真的参孙才要去抵抗非利士人，才真的去要去拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的辖制了。
And so it's through this reason that Samson will fight against the Philistines and free Israelites from the oppression of the Philistines.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，不可以就拿出这一节说啊，对啊，去娶外邦女子，这个也是出于神啊，这个是神的旨意啊。
So we cannot use this verse here to say that it's okay to take Gentiles as wives.
神的旨意不是这样子。
Because this is not the will of God.
但是这个参孙他的选择。
But this is the decision of Samson.
好了，接下去第五节。
Next in verse 5.
你看他现在顺服他的情欲，对不对
？So now that Samson following the lust of his lust.
他跟父母亲下到亭拿去了。
He and his parents go down to Timnah.
到亭拿去，又去葡萄园。
Timnah, and you went to a vineyard.
他拿西人就是不能够去吃葡萄东西的，不是吗？
And as a Nazirite, he is not supposed to eat anything from the vine.
那更不能够去葡萄园啊。
Of course, he cannot go to the vineyard.
去葡萄园等于你进入那个试探里面。
To go to the vineyard is to go into a place of temptation.
所以，也许我们不知道，也许这个参孙哦，真的很好奇。
Maybe Samson was very curious.
啊，这个葡萄就是长这个样子啊。
Oh, so the grapes look like this.
他到要到亭拿葡萄园去看一看，这怎么一回事？好奇啊。
And so he went to the vineyards of Timnah, maybe to look. 现在都是新的东西。And to see.
他去了他不该去的地方。
He went to where he was not supposed to go.
现在去碰到一只少壮狮子，向他吼叫。
And it was at this time a young lion came roaring against him.
通常我们看到这里的时候，都想说啊，那参孙好厉害，他把那个徒手就把那个狮子把它撕裂了。
At this time, we may think, wow, Samson is so strong that he was able to tear this lion apart.
其实他到亭拿这个葡萄园去，神用这只狮子不是在提醒他吗？
When Samson going to this vineyard, isn't God using this lion to remind him?
这是他不应该来的地方。
Because this is a place that he's not supposed to be.
他本来就不应该到亭拿去的。
And he was not supposed to be in Timnah.
所以这狮子是应该让他赶快跑掉。
This lion might have been there just to let him run away.
如果是我们的话。
If it was us.
你现在去了不应该去的地方。
If you went to a place that you were not supposed to go.
神借了一个人对你很凶。
God
used. 破口大骂。
God uses someone to yell at you very angrily.
然后我们要怎么办？
What will you do?
起来跟他对抗。
And will you rise up and argue back?
你不知道我是谁吗？
Do you not know who I am?
然后就跟他打起来了，骂起来了。
And then you fight with him.
这样对吗？
Is this right?
不可能。
Of course not.
所以其实这个去的不该去的地方，当这个情况出现的时候，其实就是神给我们提醒，赶快走，要逃避这个诱惑。
So to go where we're not supposed to go, this is a reminder of God to leave where this temptation.
但是对参孙那时候来说，
But for Samson at the time,
他反正执意要走他自己的路。
He already made the decision to walk on his own way.
他已经来到这个地方，就是要去娶那个女子，他怎么可能放弃？
He already went all that way to take this woman as his wife.
所以这个时候，你看神的灵临到他了。
And so at this time, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily
upon him. 感动他，让他用徒手就撕裂这一只狮子。
So that he was able to tear apart this lion with his bare hands.
问题就在这里了。他做这件事情，他也没有去跟他父母亲讲。
But the problem here is, we can see he did not tell his parents what he had done.
我们看到这个做父母亲的，如果后来知道了，一定很伤心。
Because for when the parents, if they hear this, they will be saddened.
有时候我们做父母亲的，我们尽力的教孩子。
So as parents, sometimes when we do our best in teaching our children,
孩子有时候发生什么事他不跟你讲。
And sometimes our children do not tell us some things.
但是其实。神会教导他们。
But God will teach them.
他不跟父母亲讲。
If they do not tell the parent.
因为他知道这件事情是不对的。
Because they know that this is wrong.
但是他讲了会被骂，干脆不说。
So they know if they say it, they will get in trouble, and so they just don't say it.
放纵情欲是什么？
So if we are able just to fulfill the lust of the flesh, what is fulfilling the lust?
就是你明明知道这个是不对的，一定有人会跟你说，会跟你劝勉说不可以做。
And if someone tells you that this is wrong and you know it's wrong,
我就不要让人知道。
And you don't do it, but you still do it and just don't let them know.
我别人没有讲，我就安心了。
And so as long as nobody says anything, then I am at peace.
所以你看，放纵情欲其实就是我们真的不会想要去听别人的劝勉。
And so when you fulfill your lust, then that means you don't listen to the warnings of other people.
有时候做错事人自己知道，但是他不要承认。
Sometimes when we have done something wrong, we don't admit it.
其实这个也是我们今天的软弱。
This is a weakness that we have today.
很多时候我们没办法听别人给我们的劝勉。
Many times we cannot listen to the warning or rebuke of the people around us.
因为对我们自己的自尊有伤害啊。
Because it damages our self-esteem.
所以一个谦卑的人是什么？
And so what is a humble person?
会听别人劝勉的人。
It's a humble person is a person that is able to take the rebuke of
会去反省自己的行为的。
A person that is able to meditate and reflect on their own actions.
会去观察神在生活当中所发生当中发生的事情，看到神给他的提醒。
And will examine their life and see the reminders that God has given to them.
接受人的劝勉。
And to receive the rebuke.
这叫谦卑。
This is what it means to be humble.
这叫没有放纵情欲。
This is a person that has not pursued or fulfilled their lust.
好了，现在参孙把这个狮子解决掉了。
And so Samson had already taken care of this lion.
他说下去跟女子说话，就喜悦他。
And so he went down and talked with a woman, and she pleased Samson well.
很期待能够赶快来娶这个女子。
And he really looked forward to taking this woman as his wife.
因为他整个心都在这个女子身上。
Because his heart was with this woman.
过了些日，他这一件第一次去这个好像就是去订婚一样。
And this first time that he goes, it seems like it's for the engagement.
好了，第八节过了日子，过了一些日子，不知道多久啊，现在要下去娶那女子了。
So in verse 8 says, after some time, we don't know how long this is.
你看这只狮子已经死掉，干掉了。有个骨头剩下，那个尸体剩下骨架在那里了。
And so now the lion is just a carcass.
然后有蜜蜂在里面啊，筑巢产生蜂蜜了。
And there's a swarm of bees inside of the carcass.
你看参孙故意绕过去看看那一只狮子的尸体在哪里。
And we can see Samson specially went to go look at this carcass.
看到蜜
，When he saw the honey，
他就把它取用手取蜜，边走边吃。
He took some of it in his hands and went along eating.
到父母亲那里也给父母亲吃的。
And when he came to his father and mother, he also gave some to them.
不知道这个蜜是从哪里来的。
But they don't know where he had taken this honey.
哦，因为他就是做什么事也不要跟父母亲讲啊。
Because whatever he does, he's not going to tell his.
因为他知道这件事情也不对啊。
Because he knows this is wrong.
拿细的人是不能够去接触那个死的尸体的。
Because Nazarites are not allowed to touch the dead carcasses.
所以这件事情如果让父母亲知道，那肯定会被骂。
For sure, if his parents knew, then he most likely would be rebuked.
他就反正做他自己要做的事。
So then he just did what he wanted to do.
好了，但是也就是因为他去看了这个狮子，这个里面发生的事情。
And it's because he saw this lion.
所以参孙你看他接下去第十四章第十节，父亲下去见女子。
And that the next thing would happen, which is in verse 10. So his father went down to the woman.
好，然后参孙就设摆筵席。
And Samson gave a feast there.
就好像结婚的筵席一样，要持续七天。
And so this is like a wedding feast that would last 7 days.
设摆筵席一定要喝酒。
And so in a feast, there will be wine.
我们这里看出来，参孙很难不喝酒。
And from here, we can see it's very difficult for Samson not to drink.
这个拿细的人不能做的事情，基本上参孙通通做光光了。
And we can see what the things that a Nazarite is not supposed to do, Samson has done most of them.
就剩下长头发还留着而已。
The only thing left is that he still has long hair.
因为长头发反正他习惯就好，无所谓。
Because the long hair is just for the habit for him.
但是吃的摸的这个哇，生活常常碰到，不做很难过。
So what he sees and what he touches, what he eats, these are in daily life, and for him not to do it, it's very difficult.
他就想要去吃。
When he sees something that he wants to eat, he'll eat it.
看到好奇的就给他摸摸看。
If he sees something that is very provokes his curiosity, he will go touch it.
这个叫做我行我素。
And this is what it means to fulfill your lust of the flesh.
那所以这个时候，你看参孙他在这个筵席里面，哇，他很得意啊。
And so we can see Samson is very satisfied at this feast.
参孙想说，那要做一个谜语来猜猜看。
And so he says, "Let me pose a riddle to you."
那这个谜语其实就是为了要娱乐。
And this riddle is just for entertainment.
那这个，所以这个娱乐，你看，这个拿细的人应当是以神为乐的，他现在不是，他现在是吃饭喝酒啊。
Even though as a Nazarite, you're supposed to be having pleasure of being with God, but here we can see it is Samson taking pleasure in terms of eating and drinking.
光是饮酒还不够，还要来一个这个娱乐节目。
And not only just drinking and eating, but there has to be some form of entertainment.
Samson 他很有把握，他讲的这个谜语，他们绝对猜不出来。
And Samson had a was knew for sure that the riddle that he would give them, they would not be able to solve.
所以他觉得他对自己很有把握的。
So he had a lot of confidence in himself. Why?
因为他用了这个那个赔比啊，那个比例是一比三十的。
Because it's one against 30.
就是说，三个人，三十个人，你们猜到了，你们一个人给我，你们猜不到，你们一个人就给我一件衣服嘛，对不对？
And because he, against 30 people, and so each of them would give him one piece of their clothing.
你们猜到了，我就给你们三十套。
But if I give you, if you are able to guess it, then I will give you 30 linen.
你们猜不到，你们一个人给我一套，总加起来就是三十套。
But if you cannot solve it, then each one of you will give me one of the clothing, and then I will have 30 sets of
it. 所以这个所谓的货撇利，在打赌的时候是一比三十的。
And so this is a 1-30 ratio.
所以当时候，三孙他知道他们绝对没办法答出来。
And so he knew for sure that they would not be able to guess the riddle.
但是哪里知道他最后输了。
But who knew that at the end he would lose?
他以为他能够赢的。
He thought he could win.
他认为他自己很厉害的。
He thought he was very strong.
啊，谁会想到？他讲那个谜语就是那个狮子里面那个蜂蜜呢
？Who would have known that his riddle was about the honey in the lion？
因为这是超越一般生活的经验的。
Because this is outside of what we see in daily life。
所以我们就看到放纵情欲就是对，是认为说我对自己非常有把握。
And so for a person to fulfill the lust of the flesh is to be confident in yourself。
他不了解说，其实我们人是很脆弱的。
He doesn't understand that actually man we are very weak。
这个腓力士人，他们就会找这个廷拿的女子。
And so the Philistines went to look for the woman that was in Timna.
他放纵情欲，他现在好像似乎要得到这个妻子了。
And he is about to receive his wife.
他本来是欢欢喜喜的去娶妻子。
Before he was very joyfully trying to get a wife.
希望能够让他的心里满足。
To satisfy his heart.
可是。等到这个筵席开始
But after the feast began,
从一开始到结束这七天当中
From the beginning of the feast to the last day, the 7 days,
基本上没有一天好日子过的
There's not a good day for Samson.
因为当他在筵席的时候他给出了这个谜语
Because during the feast, he gives this riddle.
圣经说他的这个妻子就从头就开始一直哭要他说告诉我答案
And then it says that then Samson's wife wept on him for days wanting to know the answer to the riddle
那所以第十四章第十七节七日筵宴之内他在丈夫面前就啼哭
In chapter 14 verse 17 it says she had wept on him the 7 days
while their feast 很欢欢喜喜的这个结婚的大喜日子啊
Even though it was supposed to be a very happy day for their wedding,
结果一开始就是啼哭啼啼哭哭的。
And but in the beginning, it's just a lot of weeping.
一路哭到第七天。
She wept all 7 days.
你看，参孙在这个妇人面前，啊，他实在是受不了了。
And so at the end, Samson couldn't take it anymore.
因为这个妇人说啊，你不爱我。
Because this woman says you don't love me.
你不把那个谜语告诉第提那个答案告诉我。
Because you won't explain this riddle to me.
我们看到参孙这个人也实在是粗枝大叶。
And so we.
他是有时候脑筋也很直。
And so we can see Samson at the time is very.
他就跟这个女子说，连我母亲我都没告诉他的，我怎么会告诉你呢
？Saying that, oh, I didn't even tell my parents. Why would I tell you?
他不要讲就好。
If he doesn't say anything, that's good.
就算是事实也不要说。
Even if it's true,
对不对
do not have to tell him.
他说了之后，这个妻子多伤心啊。
And you can see, if he was to say this, how wouldn't that make her even more his wife even sad? That in your eyes, I'm not even there.
哦，所以呢，你看你说爱我是假的。
So when you say you love me, it is false.
因为参孙他基本上他只是为了满足他自己的情欲啊。
But because for Samson, he does everything just to fulfill.
真的是爱这个女子吗
？Does he really love this woman?
也没有。
No.
其实他最后。也没有办法，没办法真的得到这个女子。
At the end, he didn't even was able to receive
this woman. 当他这个答案被他这个妻子出卖之后
，because after the answer was given away by his wife,
你看，参孙就很气啊。
Samson was very angry.
他现在只好出去去杀了三十个腓力士人，然后来得到这个礼物，来赔罪。
And so Samson went and killed 30 Philistines, and so that he could give those as the
然后,
prize for the riddle.
之后,参孙就发怒,
And so then Samson was angry, and then he left.
他走了之后,
and then when he left, Samson's wife was given to his companion.
真的是白费功夫,
so this whole thing was of no use.
他想要得到这个女子,
he wanted this woman, but at the end he didn't.
我们就看到放纵情欲的人,
so we can see a person who just pursues after their love. And they, even though they get what they receive, they don't really receive it.
他本来想要得到喜乐的,
even though they want, he wants to receive joy.
他用谜语本来就是要让大家这样可以一起同乐,
and he says a riddle so that everybody can have a good time.
可是最后他所得到的是哀哭,
but at the time, all he received was weeping.
是整个这个筵席当中都是在哭的,
and this whole 7 days of feast is all crying.
一点也没有福气了,
there's no joy in there.
当初他在很听神, 很听他父母亲的话的时候, 那个时候神与他同在, 神赐福给他的那个, 他那个恩典不见了。
And at the time when he was listening to God in the very beginning with his parents, that blessing is gone.
他现在,你看, 发怒, 还气到不行了。
And we can see he's angry, very angry.
最后, 他走了回家。
And he went back to his father's
回家的时候,
house.
哇, 那个妻子给人家了。
And then his wife was given to someone else.
你说他的这个整个过程不是很虚空吗?
Don't you think this is, whole process is very in vanity?
就让我们看到说, 今天一个放纵情欲人, 其实他最终所得到的就是空虚。
And so we know somebody who is just following their lusts, at the end, all they receive is emptiness.
他的婚姻不是照神的旨意来做的。
Because his will, his wedding is not according, his marriage is not according to the will of God.
最后他也得不到他所爱的人。
And at the end, he's not able to receive the person that he loves.
甚至这个女子后来也真的为了要保全性命, 最后也是被火烧死。
And at the end, in order to keep his life, this woman was burnt, her life was burned to death.
所以你看那个第14章的第15节,
in chapter 14, verse 15,
你看这些非利士人, 他们就去威胁这个参孙的妻子,
it says, the Philistines try to persuade
你要去,
Samson's wife.
你一定要去给我们探出那个答案来。
That you need to entice your husband to explain the riddle. Or else we'll burn you and your father's house with fire.
这个女子为了保全性命，只好想尽办法，用哭的、用闹的，
So in order to preserve her life, that's why she wept in order to get the answer.
她得到这个答案之后呢,
when she gets the answer,
最后也因为这个答案她丧命了。
It's also because she got the answer that she had to die.
所以第15章的,
in verse 15, chapter 15,
第15章的第6节,
chapter 15, verse 6,
你看后来, 这个女子跟她的父家也是被火烧了。
We can see that both the wife and his wife and her father were burned in the fire.
真的是一场空啊。
So this is all empty.
那因为这个婚姻,
because of this wedding,
就是一开头就是情欲的产物。
It's a result of lust.
结果你看带来的就是, 从我们人间的角度看来,
from the,
就是真的是哭哭啼啼。
From the perspective of man, we can see it's very tragic and empty.
然后最后甚至演变出了, 哇, 那个参孙, 他, 当然他后来击杀了这个非利士人。
So at the end, we know that Samson killed many Philistines.
最后参孙躲起来了。
And then Samson had to hide.
因为怕人家来报仇。
Because he was afraid of people that will take revenge.
那在这个时候,
in this process,
其实也引发了参孙第一次的祷告。
It's also, we see Samson's first prayer.
他那时候才说出他自己本身他应该要做的工作。
And so Samson says what he is supposed to do.
因为他后来用了这个驴腮骨杀了1000人之后。
Because after taking the donkey jaw, jawbone of a donkey and killed 1,000 men with it.
那时候你看他多累啊。
He was so tired.
到第15章的第18节,
in chapter 15, verse 18,
他很口渴,
he was very thirsty.
啊, 他本来不是很厉害吗?
So even though he was so capable and strong,
可是这个时候他口渴,
at this time he was very thirsty. So,
你就知道人实在是很脆弱的。
So we can see men were very weak.
他这个时候求告神说,
At this time, he cried out to the Lord.
你既借仆人的手施行这么大的拯救，岂可任我可死落在未受割礼的人手中吗？
You have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant, and now shall I die of thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised?
他自己这里说他是神的仆人。
Here he says that he himself is a servant of the Lord.
他知道是神借他的手，哦，来施行拯救。
He knows that it is by his hand that he was there to save the people.
他用驴腮骨去杀了一千个腓力斯人。
He used a donkey's jawbone to kill 1,000 men.
这是他在死亡之前最大的一件工作。
This is actually a great work before he did before his death.
他唯一的武器就是拿一根驴子的骨头。
And all he had was a jawbone of a donkey.
那这个还是那个尸体的一部分。
And this is still a portion of a dead body.
本来不应该去接触的。
Something that he was not supposed to touch.
可在这个时候他拿起来用。
But in this point in time, he took it, picked it up.
他也知道这个不是因为他很厉害，而是因为神拯救。
And he knew that it was not because he was very capable, but because of God's power.
所以他求神。
So he asked God.
能他能够有水可以喝。
That he can have water to drink.
你看神就让那个泉跑出来。
And God split the hollow place and allowed water to flow.
当他求告神的时候，
when he called on the Lord,
就有一个泉源出现。
Then there was water that came out.
这是参孙在死亡以前的第一次求告。
This is actually the first prayer that Samson makes before his death.
第二次的求告就是他要死的时候了。
The second prayer is actually when he's about to die.
我们就看到这一个神的本来神的仆人，他是这么样的重要的一个人物。
We can see this servant of God, how important he is.
可是他竟然是过这样的一个日子。
But we can see how he lives his life.
他有这样的一个行为表现。
In that he has these types of behavior.
他让我们知道说放纵情欲的结果，最后其实最终就是死亡。
And we can see that at the end, if following our lusts, at the end, the result is death.
神的仆人，其实神是要用他。
The servant of God, God wants to use them.
但神要用他是不是只是为了要那个工作？
God wants to use them not only just for the work.
神事实上是要救他整个生命。
God wants to save their life.
可是这个放纵情欲人他就不要。
But the person who follows, fulfills their lusts will not want that.
所以我们今天我们看了这个故事。
So today looking at this story.
我们今天都是在神的旨意里面，在创世以前神在基督耶稣里面所拣选的人。
We are all in the will of God and we have already been chosen before the creation of the world.
我们你如果注意看，我们其实整个信仰过程，有时候好像跟参孙的很像。
Sometimes if we look at ourselves, sometimes it's like Samson.
走上这样一条路。
It's very easy for us to walk on this path.
顺服我们自己的肉体的情欲。
To follow our own lusts of the flesh.
眼目的情欲。
And lusts of the eyes.
今生的骄傲。
And the pride of life.
为了要得到满足。
So that we can be satisfied.
但是最后会发现这个都是空的。
At the end, we'll find that all of these are empty.
因为参孙最后的死亡就是跟他放纵情欲。有绝对关系的。
Because ultimately Samson's death is related with how he followed after his lust.
我们要引以为戒。
So we need to be careful.
我们最后来看罗马书第八章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章第十二节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 12.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。
12. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。
But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
我们成为神的仆人。
As a servant of God.
一定是要顺服圣灵的。
We need to be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
我们在下一次再继续。看参孙他所留下这个见解。
And so we'll continue to study next time about the lessons from the life of Samson.
我今天晚上先讲到这里。
So this will conclude our sermon this evening.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
398首。
398.
Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee. For now in Thine atonement didst give Thyself for me. I own no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to Thee, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my all. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little to redeem, freeing the weary to find rest in Him. O Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me.
I owe
no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone.
请坐。
Please be seated.
祷告之后的副歌要唱这一首。
And after at the end of our prayer, we will be singing the refrain of this song.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together. And ask God to continue to guide us in all aspects of the Holy Word. Let us pray for one another.
特别为David刘弟兄的父亲，明天的心脏的手术祷告。
And especially pray for Brother David Liu's father, who has a heart surgery tomorrow.
我们同心祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.